you all look beautiful out here this morning. I don't know if you know, did you know you look beautiful? You really do. All the light that's coming towards me. I've got the best spot in the house because I get to look at all these shining faces and all this light up here. But to get down to the lesson this morning, I like the Apostle Paul. He says some things that we kind of, you know, sometimes we say, oh, Paul, come on now. Because we all know that back in the biblical times, we women, you know, we weren't all that important. We weren't even counted sometimes. But the Apostle Paul, he was really a brilliant man. Can you imagine being imprisoned for teaching the words of Jesus Christ, but still holding on to that positive sense, to that positive nature? Imprisoned, suffering, who knows what challenges he went through, Paul was able to rejoice under the trying circumstances of his captivity. He wrote in Philippians 4, verse 4 and 7 and verse 8, he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say rejoice. "And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. These things which ye have learned, ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And God's of peace will be with you." Isn't that's just awesome to think about that. That's awesome. You know, it's so easy to think a negative thought, isn't it? It's so easy to hold on to the mass hysteria that goes on in the world today. That's simple to latch on to those things. But to stand in truth, once you begin the practice of standing in your truth, who are you? What are you? What are you? You're a child of the Most High, right? So does that mean we go along heads down? No, that means we can stand tall and know and walk through adversity. In the song, it talked about Jonah, who has not been in the belly of a whale, confined and feeling restricted? Who has not been in the lion's den, those challenges coming one after another, and you're saying, for grief's sake, who has not been there? But in going there, try standing in the truth of your being. You are a spiritual being. In you is power. And if you don't believe that, come here more. Come to classes. Come learn what you truly are. Because it's important in life. You don't want to go through life believing what the television is saying or believing what the politicians are saying. You want to go through life getting within yourself and knowing that the Christ in you is present, and through that Christ, no matter what is being thrown at me, I can stand tall in the face of adversity and know that this too shall pass. The thing is, we deal so much with the in-between stuff, don't we? That stuff, well, oh, I can't do that. Or Jane said that was impossible. Or I was born with this, so I can't move like this. That in-between stuff. Who has some in-between stuff they want to throw out and share? Anybody? Sarah? Oh, you mean you just wanted to throw it out. You didn't want to say it. I thought, wow, yay. Here's. Right, fear. Fear is a big one. Fear is that in between. And sometimes we fear and we have no clue what it is that we're fearing. You ever been there in the middle of the night, wake up and, why am I feeling like this? You know, we have to let go of that stuff. Let go of that stuff. Accentuate the positive. That tune I heard on a old television program and I couldn't get it out of my head. I looked up a little bit about it. Johnny Mercer wrote those words around 1944. And his publicity agent went to hear a sermon. And the subject of the sermon was accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. And he thought, wow, what a colorful phrase. And he shared it. Mercer's version was inducted into the library, Congress's library of recording registry. You needed to know that, didn't you? But it's good to know a little background, and it was written during a wartime, so what he was trying to do is what we do in here all the time, try to lift your consciousness into that higher way of thinking. To lift your consciousness and instead of focusing on the problem, focus on how can I move through this? Because this is not the truth of me. So, there are choices. What choices do we make in life? You know, choices are important. You don't want to make a choice just off of the top of your head, not thinking, you know, about what you're doing. And by that I mean, before you make any choice, you should get inside of yourself where the wisdom is, where the everything that is anything is, to that Christ self. Connect with your heart, because your heart is that inner chamber for me, that chamber where I can step in, and if I'm feeling unloved, I feel love. I can turn into that chamber. If I'm confused, the light goes on and the wisdom is there and the knowledge of what to do next. That inner chamber is where I seek comfort. That inner chamber is where I know I am never alone, because it is where I go and experience my connection with the Christ within. If you never take time to get still, if you never take time to actually, you don't have to do, you know, close your eyes, go into the silence for hours and hours. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is taking some time sitting and contemplating your connection to God. You're a part of the whole. You're not just a little dot out here that's disconnected, that has to look and search and pull. It is in you. It is in you. If I could get you to believe that this morning, my work is really done. It is in you. So when it comes to choices, something happens. You can stay in the appearance of what's happening. You can, and staying in the appearance is looking at it through human eyes. Or you can pivot your vision around and look through the experience and know that there's a lesson there. And once I latch onto it and grow, then that experience is going to roll off. Once you begin to get that, once you begin to come into the realization that the lesson might just be, how am I coming through the experience? The lesson may not be at the end of the experience, it's just how am I working through this? Am I mad? Am I angry? Am I sad? Am I thinking that this is the end? Or am I knowing that I don't know how it's going to turn out, but through the Christ in me, I can do all things and all things are given unto me. It makes a difference in the choice that you make. Now, you know I'm going to give you some homework, don't you? And your homework, I want you to take some time when these appearances happen, when things jump up. Deborah, excuse me for using you example. When you get that nail in your tire and you're about to go somewhere and you have to stop and deal with that experience, what do you do? What do you do? Everything you need to help you through that experience is in you. Take a deep breath. Connect with spirit. So accentuate the positive. How do we do that? We just heard that in the scriptures. Whatsoever things are true, think on these things. Think on these things. Eliminate the negative. Don't stuff things down. You know, sometimes when challenges happen, we just say, oh, well, whatever, and we just kind of let them stuff down. And then they begin to simmer and simmer. And then what happens? It's the outworking in your appearances. You want to pull them up, look at them. Pull them up and take a look. Why is this happening? What? Okay, I must need to slow down a moment. I must need to breath. Maybe I need to take some time and spend it with spirit. Latch on. That's a good word, isn't it? Latch. I like that word. Latch on. Grab hold. Sink your feet down and just be determined to look through the appearances. Be determined. And that Mr. In Between, oh, that's a big category. That's a big category. What do you think about when you find yourself thinking? What is it you think about? It used to be I would catch myself in that negative thought and that negative pattern. I still do now and then. I'm not walking on water yet. I still get into those thought patterns. But when I do, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you holding on to that? Why are you sitting here letting that develop into a deep feeling. There is only one presence and one power where?
In the universe.
So anything else is just what? Stuff. Anything else is just stuff. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, this may sound easy. Yeah, yeah, Vernetta. But the thing is, practice, practice, practice. When you practice this truth, that's where you experience results. I don't know if I've ever told the story about when I first came into Unity and the minister. It was just she and I in classes for years. I heard people say, well, that class doesn't have anybody in it, so I'm not going to go. You know, go to a class even if you're the only one in there because it must be meant for you. I would listen to her and think, this is ridiculous. You know, but she would say, practice. Take it and try it on. You know, when you get a dress, you're not just going to grab a dress off the rack and wear it. It might not look right. It might look right. Take it and try it on. Same thing with this truth. Practice. Try it. I would take those lessons and I would go, okay, this doesn't have any power over me. It's just an experience that I'm moving through to learn a lesson. And once I learn that lesson, I can let it go and I'll move on. And I would take those prosperity lessons she'd give me and all those little things to do and taking time to sit and contemplate God. And you know what? It works. It definitely works. And I know we can have some testimonies out here. It works when you hold to it. When you're down to nothing to eat, it works. I was a Roman noodle person. Anybody else in here? That was my meal. That was my stable meal because what? They were what, 10 cent? Well, 5 cent back then. You know, you could buy a whole dollar's worth would last me a whole month almost. But hold on to this truth. If you want to prosper, if you want to experience, if you want to unfold, if you want to open up to all that life has experienced, when things come at you, don't think of them as, oh, think of them as, yeah, this is my opportunity to express the divinity that's in me. This is my opportunity to show everyone who looks at me and follows me and listens to me, that there is that presence and power in you that will move a mountain. Yes? All right. So let's take a moment. We're going to let go of Mr. In-Between, all that in-between stuff. We're going to latch on to the affirmative right now. We're going to latch on to what's the truth about us. One presence, one power. Doesn't mean that nothing's going to ever happen. Things are going to happen because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So things are going to happen. Don't think you're going to go out here and your car is always going to be perfect and things are going to happen, but you know what? We look through those appearances in faith. Faith is a big word, too. We look through those appearances in faith. Daniel, lion's den. We're going to get into some metaphysics about some of these Bible characters. Have you walked through the fire? Yes, and you have come out unscathed. So this is what we need to do. We're going to connect right now. We're going to take a deep breath and relax, and we're going to go into meditation. Because you have to make that connection. You have to make that connection. And when we lift our consciousness to the consciousness of the Christ, we are making the connection. All that we need to live a full and complete life is contained within. So breathe in and breathe out, and we make this inward journey. In prayer chaplain work, we like to think of it as moving our attention from our head to our heart. And we do that by taking a deep breath and following that deep breath down into the very depths of our being. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing that there is nowhere we can be that God is not. But if you never take time to turn to that awareness, to lean in to that divinity within you, then you'll continue in chaos. So this morning, before we enter our inner chamber, we let go of the chaos. Let go of the in-between stuff. Let go of the doubt and the fear. We know that the light deep within our hearts that's shining and beckoning us to come and step over that threshold within is enfolding us as we enter into our chambers within. And as we do so, we feel unconditional love. We feel the wisdom of the ages. We feel the peace and tranquility that passes all understanding. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a moment in the quiet and let your attention focus on one presence, one power. Feel that activity moving through your body. That's that one presence, one power, divine energy, moving in the quiet. God is. And because God is, I am. God is. And because God is, I am. God is, and because God is, I am. Say it with me. God is, and because God is, I am. Dear ones, we live and move and have our being in God, in spirit, in divine energy. And for this, we are truly grateful. And in this energy of gratitude, we prepare ourselves to return to the presence of this chapel. And we know we are new creations in Christ because we have touched the source. And so, let's affirm together, as taught to us by Jesus Christ, the prayer, the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.